Audio Generation, PFGR 4, 1.
Hi everyone, I am Liam. Have you ever gone to a store and wondered why some people use jingling coins while others just tap their watch? It seems like magic, but it is actually a choice. Today, we are exploring all the different ways we can pay for things. From the candy bar at the corner store to a new car, the way we pay depends on what we are buying and where we are. We call these methods of payment, and our payment toolbox is bigger than ever before.
I am Maya. Whether it is shiny loonies or digital clicks on a computer, there are so many ways to complete a trade. When you buy something, you are making an agreement with the person selling it. You agree that the item is worth a certain amount, and the vendor agrees to give it to you once you pay. Once that payment happens, the deal is finalized. Knowing how people pay helps us become aware consumers.
And I am Noah. I'm here to show you that sometimes you don't even need money at all to get what you want. We can use barter and trade. Have you ever swapped a snack in your lunchbox? That's an ancient way of paying that we still use today. It's all about finding something of value that both people agree on.
I am Chloe. I'll be your guide to the high-tech side of things. We're going to talk about electronic wallets, e-transfers, and even things like cryptocurrency. Digital money might feel invisible because you can't hold it in your hand, but it is very real value. Let's open up our payment toolbox and look at our first tool, cash.
Cash is the most classic way to pay. It includes bills and coins, like our Canadian loonies, toonies, and $5 bills. Cash is great because it is simple, fast, and almost everyone accepts it. When you give someone cash, the trade is finished instantly. But what if you are paying for something really expensive? You wouldn't want to carry a giant bag of coins. That's when people might use a check. A check is a special piece of paper that tells the bank to move money from your account to someone else's. It's like a formal letter to your bank saying, "Please give this person my money." Even though we use them less often today, they are still a very important method of payment for big things like rent or business deals.
Now, let's talk about barter. Imagine I have a rare dinosaur card, and Chloe has a shiny robot card. If we both agree that those cards are equal in value, we can just swap them. This is called a trade or barter. No coins or bills are needed. In the business world, we call this a trade agreement. It only works if both people have something the other person wants. If I want Chloe's card but she doesn't want my dinosaur card, the trade can't happen. That's why humans invented money, to make trading easier. But bartering is still a fun and useful way to get things you need without spending a single penny.
When you get a bit older, you will likely start using cards. There are two main types, and they work very differently. First is the debit card. This card is connected directly to your bank account. When you tap it at a store, the money leaves your account right away. It is your own money that you have already earned. However, because it involves a bank account, there are often age restrictions on who can have one. Then there is the credit card. This one is a bit more complex. When you use a credit card, you are actually borrowing money from a bank. The bank pays for the item now, and you promise to pay the bank back later. Because you are borrowing, there are strict qualification requirements, and you usually have to be at least 18 years old. Using a credit card is a high-level responsibility because if you don't pay it back on time, you have to pay extra money called interest.
Today, many people don't even carry a physical wallet. They use an electronic wallet. This is an app on your smartphone or smartwatch where you store your digital cards. You just tap your device on the machine. Beep, and you're done. It's super fast and convenient. Then there are e-transfers. This is like sending money through an email or a text message. It's perfect for when you need to send money to a friend who lives far away. And finally, you might have heard of cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin. This is a type of digital money that only exists on computers. It isn't controlled by a government or a bank, and its value can change very quickly. Every time you use these digital methods, you are still making that underlying agreement with the seller. Trust is the most important part of any payment.
So which way is best? Well, as a smart consumer, you'll realize it depends on the situation. If you are at a small lemonade stand, cash is definitely king. If you are buying a game online, you'll need a digital method like a card or an electronic wallet. If you are trading snacks at lunch, barter is the way to go. A major tip is to always look at the store window or the checkout counter to see which icons they have. This shows you which payment methods they accept. Being an aware consumer means knowing your options before you get to the front of the line. It also means understanding that different vendors have different preferences. Some stores might not accept cash at all, while others might only take cash. Take a look at the different payment icons in your lesson and see if you recognize them from the real world. You are becoming a payment pro. We will see you in the next video to practice some shopping math.
Remember, no matter how you pay, whether it's a loonie, a tap of a watch, or a trade of a card, you are participating in the economy. Every payment is a choice, and every choice tells a story about what you value. As you go through your day, keep an eye out for how the adults around you are paying. Are they using plastic? Digital? Physical? Ask them why they chose that method. You'll be surprised at how much you can learn just by watching. We've covered a lot of ground today, from ancient bartering to futuristic crypto. You're now ready to tackle any transaction that comes your way. Stay curious, stay smart, and keep practicing those consumer skills.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.